SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Good news for air travelers. All restrictions on commercial flights that were imposed during the government shutdown have now been lifted.
As of 6 a.m. Eastern Time this morning, airlines have the green light to resume regular flight schedules following a joint announcement from Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy and FAA Administrator Brian Bedford. During 10 days of restrictions, 40 major hubs were impacted in the U.S., including New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, and Atlanta, due to safety concerns from staffing shortages and long hours at air traffic control facilities. The restrictions affected thousands of flights across the country over that time. George Williams reporting.
In a bid to lower the prices of some grocery items, President Trump has ended U.S. tariffs on beef, coffee, tropical fruits, and a wide range of other supermarket staples. It's a dramatic reversal from a tariff policy that he has repeatedly claimed did not make items more expensive. But Donald Trump admitted to reporters Friday night that, in some cases, tariffs may increase prices. It remains to be seen if or by how much prices are affected by the move. Meanwhile, economist Steve Moore says lowering the cost of living is going to take some time.
I think it'll take another 6 to 9 months for Trump to fix this problem because it's embedded in the system, just like it took Reagan about 2 years to fix the inflation problem that he inherited from Jimmy Carter back about 40 years ago.
Moore made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. President Trump has backtracked in his fight with Republicans over the Jeffrey Epstein files. He now says there's nothing to hide and that House GOP lawmakers should vote to release the information. It looks like that's going to happen. The president's reversal comes as some 100 Republicans or more are set to back that bill. This is SRN News. Some Protestant denominations are declaring transgenderism holy.
A statement signed by leaders of the Presbyterian Church USA, Episcopal Church, United Church of Christ, and others says that they, quote, affirm the full spectrum of sexuality. It goes on to read, quote, we raise our voices in solidarity to unequivocally proclaim the holiness of transgender, non-binary, and intersex people. They are created in the image of God, holy and whole. Several Jewish groups and the Quakers also signed the statement. Michael Harrington reporting.
One of the most spectacular examples of Renaissance illuminated manuscripts is now on rare public display. The 15th century Bible is known for its miniature paintings in gold. It was unveiled last week in the Italian Senate, where it will remain on display until mid-January. It's usually kept in a safe at a library. It is rarely exhibited in public. This is SRN News. An NFL player was in stable condition after being shot yesterday. It happened in New York City.
New York's mayor's office says Jets cornerback Chris Boyd was critically injured in a shooting in Midtown Manhattan. The New York Police Department says a 29-year-old man shot early Sunday was taken to a hospital where he was in critical but stable condition. Mayor Eric Adams' office says the man shot was Boyd. There had been no arrests as of Sunday. A Jets spokesperson says the team is aware of the situation. Boyd hasn't played this season, his first with the Jets, after going on the season-ending injury reserve list in August. I'm Geffen Coolball.
On the field yesterday, the Denver Broncos extended their winning streak to 8 games with a 22-19 win over the Kansas City Chiefs. Will Lutz kicked a 35-yard field goal as time expired. Denver tied for the best record in the NFL at 9-2. More details at srnnews.com.